I guess people promoting the weekend will say that the biggest event on a yearly basis that is held at Royal Randwick is day one of the championships, followed by day two. But for us, and maybe for our next guest, it was actually the tab.com.au sprint challenge here about 2 weeks ago, where James Cummings came in.
Startling form.
Headband, wristbands, spikes.
Prepped beautifully.
And he blew us away, Slats. I've got to say
this. The different shoes on, that made the difference.
The speedster joins us here in James Cummings. G'day, James. Well done, mate. Got to be absolutely crucial there, mate. Obviously, it was a big, big day for you. You got plenty of speed.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, my grandfather taught me.
Hang on, mate. We've got a mic issue in here. I've just called the engineer, the fixer of all problems. It's running beautifully this morning.
It's smooth as silk. It's even better when it's on.
It's a microphone not working.
TV
you take
well.
Mine and you can talk to TK.
All right. There you go. There you go. Nothing like being thoroughly professional.
All right. Where were we?
James, well, first of all, let's talk about the tab.com.au challenge where you were simply stunning when you turned up in spikes.
Yeah, look, I was just going to say my grandfather taught me to be prepared on the day. He always said, actually, you know what? He always taught me to be very well trained up. John O'Shea once said to me, prior preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Yeah.
I made sure I turned up with the footy boots on that I hadn't had since we won Oztag 2 years ago in the dying minutes on the bell. And so they were freshly polished for the occasion.
It was good stuff, mate. Big, big couple of weekends coming up.
It is, yeah. No, how good is it? I mean, it's great buzz around the city. I think everyone's getting excited. Certainly the horses are firing up. Great last 3 to 4 weekends of racing, and from our camp, from our perspective, that our horses fire up on the day, because there's no better day of Sydney racing for the rest of the calendar year.
Yeah, and I agree. I think the Doncaster is Sydney's race. Yeah. You know, the famed Royal Randwick Mile, the Donny, it's quite unique, and you're lucky enough to have close enough to the favourite there in Hallowed Crown.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, take nothing away from the second weekend. I should probably reflect a bit on that, but I agree with you. I think the Doncaster has really created a brand of its own. It's always been interlocked with Easter, and now they're really trying to create something that's going to be consistent, and that's a really good thing. But doesn't it have some international flavour this year, you know? Like the equal favourite's a Japanese horse who's flown in and taken out George Ryder. Had a little bit of an issue going into that race, and they were really able to get him right. And, you know, James McDonald was confident from the gate, set him alight from the 600, and he just kept fighting that horse. Mm. So interesting that the second horse out of the rider that took it to him won't be going to the Doncaster.
Mm.
That's probably a pretty rare thing, you know, that he's going straight to the Queen Elizabeth now, which is a really attractive race, being a $4 million 2,000-metre race, and Criterion is probably more of a middle-distance horse. So the third horse might squeeze in, Kermadec. Have we got any updates there? Will we get
on? Well, we've had one come out. So, you know, you've got Sway Ness, who's still looking for a run. You've got Kermadec still looking for a run. And
Sway Ness is above Kermadec, isn't he?
Yeah, so just, you know, slowly warming up. And I imagine the barrier draw is going to be 11 o'clock today, isn't it? So we're going to know more of the final field. Well, definitely the final field. But with so much prize money up for grabs, it's everyone. There won't be too many pulling out.
No, that's right. I think you've probably right. And you know, it's a handicap. And the very nature of a handicap and the philosophy behind it is that it brings everyone on level, you know, brings everyone together. And I can't imagine if someone's got a horse that they've successfully qualified that they'd want to forego the opportunity.
Mm. Mm. James, does anything have to happen weather-wise that would be ideal for you?
Well, we got a beautiful deluge, some monsoonal weather yesterday morning.
Ten mils? That much?
Is that what they told you?
More than that, wasn't it?
The traffic had to come to a standstill.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was like trying to land in Sydney, and we were diverted back to Canberra, so it wasn't ideal at all.
It was isolated stuff. You could, you know, some parts of Sydney didn't cop any, and others copped a deluge.
Sydney through here did, yeah.
Well, I reckon the bottom of Avoca Street was like under about a foot of water yesterday morning.
You would have been happy with that.
Oh, I was. I was smoking my pipe just out behind the Land Cruiser. So.
Because Hallowed Crown, obviously, with the give in the ground. We haven't had too many weekends, have we, with much give in the ground? So
that's right. It's been a firm track carnival so far, hasn't it? So that I would suspect may have its impact on reversing some of those form lines around.
Yeah.
But you can take some confidence from my horse, who has had so far an unblemished record on slow to heavy ground, and I think he'll relish the conditions. He's a, you know, he's a really fleet-footed colt, beautifully balanced horse, not very heavy, but he's big enough to throw the power in the engine and really finish off strongly. So we've seen that in the Golden Rose, the Run to the Rose, the Kindergarten Stakes. He won a race on the first day of the championships 12 months ago.
Yep.
The Kindergarten Stakes, it was race one. It was a wet track that day. And wouldn't it be poetic 12 months later to win the big one?
Well, absolutely. For you it would. Now, you got to get that smile off your face because it's overcast skies here again, but we haven't had a great deal of rain. And there's showers predicted probably for the rest of the week, but no real rain. What about Ruling Dynasty? Now, you got Ruling Dynasty in the Derby as well, so it's a live chance, but was maybe got too far back on the weekend and is maybe a little bit dour?
Yeah, look, there's certainly no nothing electric about the horse. I was hoping that he would finish off on the heels of the place getters more so than five lengths behind them, and his last furlong was good. He was winding up. I mean, put it this way, if he had a run like that in the McKinnon before the Melbourne Cup, you'd be getting pretty excited, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is we're dealing with sharp three-year-olds here in a derby that I suspect might be a pretty strong derby because, you know, there's three prior derby contenders in Mongolian Khan, Volkstock and Barrel and Preferment that have all got very good records already proven at the distance, and they've already got high ratings for having run first or second in those races. They're all three Group 1 winners, and now you've got the emergence of this horse Hierarchy. I mean, he's by Reset, who's a sire of Faulkner, who remembers one time Melbourne Cup favourite, nearly won a Cox Plate, probably should have, and also Set Square, who won the Oaks.
Yep.
So this horse has the pedigree. He's got the turn of foot. Godolphin tipped him like he was unbeatable leading up to the race on Saturday, and he got the job done. So
I missed that tip.
You told me you backed my horse.
I did too.
Not like you to miss. Mate, we've run out of time. How's Bart?
Yeah, he's well. He's breeding some horses by Roman Emperor. He's got a new lease on life, and he's hopefully in 12 months' time they're ready to go in derbies themselves.
Will he be here on the weekend, or will he leave it up to you?
No, he's going to leave it up to me. He's going to just give me enough rope. So
good, good, good. If they win, it'll be a partnership. Yeah.
You could have the credit. That's
right. That young James. James,
exciting,
thanks very much
mate.
For your time.
Good
Make
luck,
it from right. the middle out to our van. We do appreciate it, and good luck come the
My
weekend.
Pleasure. Thanks,
Day
boss.
One of the championship and the
thanks
big barrier draws, the all-important barrier draws coming up later on at 11 o'clock this morning.